This is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts. We are all now living through a difficult time. More than ever, we are being called to turn toward the light of Christ and to follow Him. So our work doesn't stop. In fact, it's more important than ever. Please consider making a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, between now and Divine Mercy Sunday, April 19th, to help support our efforts to offer spiritual guidance, love, and hope to the world. Hit the donate button at discerninghearts.com, or you can find it within the Discerning Hearts free app. Thank you from all of us at Discerning Hearts, and God bless. Discerning Hearts now brings you, during this Lenten season 2020, which is occurring during the global coronavirus pandemic, a daily reflection by Monsignor John Essif. Over the course of the next 30 minutes or so, he will reflect in the beginning on the scriptures of the day, and then we will have a conversation about what is occurring in the world, in the church, and in our own personal lives. We now present Monsignor John Essif. How are you doing, Monsignor?
Wonderful. Thank God. Yes. Okay. I think the coronavirus has, really gotten all of our attention, and it's quite serious, and we're responding, I believe, really kind of wholeheartedly to God and whatever He's saying to us. I really believe today, as I was praying about the virus and what it is as far as an invitation to prayer, but it's also an invitation to deeper prayer, that every Christian, when the Christian is baptized, he's baptized into the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so each of us has been baptized into the Paschal mystery, and we are suffering with Him, and we are dying with Him, and we will rise with Him. And as I entered more deeply into my brothers and sisters, when I saw those numbers going up, it's such an amount of them that the pandemic is taking, that the coronavirus is claiming in death. And when I think of those brothers and sisters of mine in those beds in New York or in Chicago or in Detroit, and suffering and anguish and gasping for breath and dying, and those numbers, when it was like 100 and 200 and 400 and now thousands. And so as you are in there, what has this got to do with your prayer for all of those who are suffering from this disease? Out of the depths, I call to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my cry. May your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep account of our sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you is forgiveness, and so you are revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for the Lord. I hope for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn. My soul looks for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn and the breaking of the morning. You see, the union that you now have with Him in pain, in suffering, in anguish. Jesus baptized us, each of us, me, you, Chris, and every human being who has been baptized is in Him and through Him and with Him. Paul writes, I have been crucified with him. He and I are one. He has embraced the cross. You see, every baptized person has been baptized into the suffering, into the death, and into the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Paschal mystery is that which you have lived until now. When you were children, and you were just little children, I have seen over and over again that some of the most suffering people in the world are children. That is part of what goes on in this global world. The suffering of the cross, if the sufferings of children were written, the biggest part of the library would be the suffering of children. The children have suffered so much in this world. How many of us as children suffer the anguish from our parents, from our mothers and fathers? I have seen that the greatest wounds in the family are the father wounds, the mother wounds. Children carry so much suffering in them. You were baptized into the cross. You were baptized into the Paschal mystery. The resurrection of Jesus comes after the union with Christ in his passion. Every year, the church gives us this season of Lent, and we are asked to go through the passion and be one with Jesus. We can have the Alleluia of the resurrection unless we have the Good Friday of the Passion. And what you are going through now with this coronavirus is a suffering and a pain and an anguish in each of you. And so to unite your sufferings with him as the death toll increases, as we're doing every single thing we can, and each of us who is listening, that you should be doing everything you can, and you're trying to enter into your quarantine, the washing of your hands, the taking of the steps not to get this coronavirus. Absolutely. Who wants to get this? No one. But if we want to prevent it, and we want to not receive it, thank God that we can, but we can pray here as we look at our brothers and sisters who are in the midst of their anguish. And I really am offering this, and I think it's so fitting, especially as an opportunity for uniting our passion with Jesus Christ. There are many sufferings and deaths that we can unite with him in our ordinary, everyday lives. So the suffering that we have can be united with him, and the suffering and the dying. Every one of us, and I would think as you looked at Jesus and he suffers at the hand of malefactors. He suffers at the hand of those wicked people in this world. I would really think that one of the most terrible sufferings that we now have is, supposing you are in pain and anguish on a bed of sorrow, and you recognize that one of your children is not responding to God in his life of prayer. And in your suffering, even deeper than your physical pain, can be your spiritual pain, that this son of yours is lost to God. And that would really be even greater tragedy than your physical pain. And you can offer in this anguish that you're going through, whatever that may be, as you suffer it, for that person. The cross of this virus can be united. You see, what was Jesus doing on the cross? He was suffering and dying out of love for sinners. Your son, whom you bore with such love, is away from God. You, in your anguish, in your pain, can offer up this that you're going through. And as you, from the cross of your bed, from the cross of your pandemic, from the cross of your coronavirus and its anguish, convert so many, the suffering and the dying of those who are on the cross now can be a tremendous and union with Jesus as he offers from the cross of each and every one who is going through this. Spare, O Lord, spare your people. Take my suffering. And whatever you want to do with me being here, some of the most beautiful and wonderful people are on that cross right now, suffering and dying. But you can actually unite this with him on the cross. You can actually unite all of your sufferings. The pandemic, the coronavirus, is a tremendous opportunity. I would plead with you, unite that with Jesus.
Monsignor?
Yes?
Many of the people that are listening to you are isolated. There may be somebody who is alone, having to socially distance in an apartment. Many single people who have, no matter whether they're young, middle-aged, or maybe they're widows, a widower, but they are having to be separated, and they're isolated by themselves. You know, we have the blessing of being in our family, so we have those interactions, but others are made distance from that. That's a particular type of suffering too, isn't it?
Yes, each and every person, to a greater or lesser extent, is being affected by this pandemic. And whatever that suffering may be, whatever that anguish may be in your heart, maybe it's just compassion for those who are suffering. Or maybe it's just a loneliness for you in your being isolated. And this is what you're suffering. And that every single pain, every single sacrifice can be offered and united with him. You see, the pandemic and the coronavirus has given to each of us an opportunity to unite our prayer, to unite our suffering, to unite whatever sacrifice we can have today with him for the salvation of all mankind. Because through you, because he is in you, and is this the pinprick of the cross? Is this what you're asked to bear? Then fine. If that's all it is, certainly with my day, the interruption and the price that I would have to pay in comparison to those who are dying in a hospital, is so minimal. But I would want to unite whatever that was in me, whatever that was through me, with him on the cross. The union of him and me is really most important. And so whatever that may be, through him and with him and in him, unite all of this crescendo of suffering. And that's a wonderful point you make, that all of mankind right now can unite with the entire world. Yesterday, the Pope, in some sense, you know, on this Saturday, but yesterday on Friday, there was like an entire world that was being brought together and outside the Pope in Rome. But all of us, wherever we may be, there was, you know, if your podcast is going into China or Saudi Arabia or wherever it goes, there is and there will be people suffering there to some extent, to whatever extent that they can unite that suffering with him who is within them, especially if you're baptized. He is in you. The prayer at Mass that's usually said when we hold up the Eucharistic Jesus to God the Father, through him and with him and in him. Can you imagine the incense that is now arising from all around the world of mankind's prayer in him and through him and with him? O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that Spirit is the Spirit of love. Contribute whatever that is, as he who is in you, either by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you're a Muslim, by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you're a communist, by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you're a Hindu, that Holy Spirit is uniting us in the whole earth through the suffering of Jesus Christ. That cross that he bore in the year 33 is coming to be planted over the entire world through you and with you and in you, because you are in him, and he is in you if you're a baptized Christian. And if you are in him with this coronavirus, and you are suffering, and whatever else is taking place in you and through you and with you, united with all mankind for the salvation of the entire world, whatever it is that you have, no matter how minimal it might be, you might only have just the smallest amount to contribute. But give it, because it's his in you. Through him, with him, and in him, it's precious. It's golden. It's the cross. Because you have this opportunity. You know, when I said about children, it is true. Maybe a child who has a father who is alcoholic, and you have that pain in you. That's painful. And if you who have a wife who has been unfaithful, that pain, what a terrible suffering that that is. And wherever your suffering is, to unite it, because the only one who could forgive and love is Jesus in you and through you and with you. It's an enormous amount of contribution that could be going up before the Father. Those who have the coronavirus have their lives on the line today. But all of us have, to some extent, a greater or lesser cross that is given to us to carry. And that cross can be united with Him and through Him and in Him. How much suffering is wasted in the world because it's not united with Christ's suffering that brings salvation to the entire world.
There, it was so powerful yesterday, that moment with Pope Francis, as he was a solitary man, essentially, in an empty piazza. It was very powerful imagery as he prayed. And he asked the question, why are you afraid? And he used that, as I'm sure you've heard, he used the gospel story of Jesus in the boat, the disciples that were all in the same boat, and that Jesus is sleeping and the disciples became afraid. And he posed some questions to us. And I thought that was very powerful. Did you feel that as well, Monsignor?
Yes. Because even though that boat could have capsized or whatever that they were afraid of, you know, what is it that is causing you fear right now? And through Him and with Him and in Him, as He is in and with us through all this, and when we trust in Him, the psalm that, you know, that I was thinking of the psalm in today's Mass, Psalm 7, that I trust in You, that You are my refuge. In You I can trust. I give, O Lord, my God, in You I take refuge. Because as we are in Him and He is in us, what is there to be afraid of? And so it's because of Him that we can endure and go through and to overcome and to be vindicators and those who conquer and overcome suffering and even death, so that we can have an Easter of joy after this joy and peace with Him and through Him and in Him, greater than ever.
Yeah, Pope Francis said, we are all in the same boat, all of us fragile and disoriented, but at the same time important and needed. He would go on to say, all of us are called to row together, each of us in need of each other. And that solidarity, especially in our prayer, that, you know, even as we suffer, whatever, in whatever way we find ourselves today, that uniting that, like, as you said, through, with, and in Him, it becomes redemptive, doesn't it, for the whole world? It becomes one united prayer, as you taught us yesterday. Am I correct?
And see, this is the opportunity. This is what brings us together. The pandemic is all over. So it's everybody. It's all of us. And that's what can help us row together. You know, the governor of New York and the governor of Illinois, all rowing together. Not just being only careful of their own flock, but together and the unity and the capacity that we will have will be enormous. I really believe that we have, as a demonstration before our eyes, what this coronavirus has done to unite us and bring us together, not only as a country, but also as a world.
Yeah, we really, for those who are suffering this so deeply, and they are in their hospital beds, and they may not have people to pray for them, or they might, but, you know, our prayer is surely joined with their families and with everyone else who cares for them. It is really an opportunity for us, isn't it, to, this is like being at the foot of the cross. I mean, we stand with Our Lady, don't we, and John and Mary Magdalene and those who, you know, they struggled up that hill on that rainy day. I mean, it was really compelling in Italy, in Rome yesterday, that the Pope, and he couldn't have planned that, but it was raining. You know, it was raining. I mean, there's a great mystery, especially on Saturday. This is a day of Our Lady, that, you know, we are, those of us who haven't been as affected as deeply, we're with Mary, aren't we? We're part of her retinue at the foot of the cross right now, aren't we?
Yes, we're with her. And he's looking at us from the cross, and that's what I was thinking of, those who are in their bed of pain and who are in their deep suffering. As you look out at all of us, we who are at the foot of the cross with her, that pray for us, because we seem to be, you know, rolling, not really touched by the seriousness of what you, and as you see it, because you have the eyes of Jesus. You have the pain of Jesus, because he has given you the cross. The suffering that you have is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to unite your suffering with his. But there are many of you who, deep within yourselves, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally, are crying out, my God, why have you abandoned me? And you're crying out to God, which he did on the cross. Alohi, Alohi, lema sabachthani. And he really cried out to his Father in his deep anguish. And there may be those who aren't suffering from the dying on the cross of the pandemic and the coronavirus, but you have your own crucifixions that you can unite with his and offer to God.
Any final thoughts, Monsignor?
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, this world has come to be one through this pandemic, through this coronavirus, so that as we on the Paten are offering today, take it up to you, and we place in the chalice that suffering and pain that is being offered up to you on this day. And in union with Jesus, we ask you to bring us peace and love and forgiveness. God bless.
You've been listening to Reflections by Monsignor John Essif, Lent 2020. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission, and if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com, and in particular, Please share this particular reflection with them during this difficult period in the life of the church and of the world. And join us next time for Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff.